I got the goods. The guest goods. This is the show where the hardworking friends of Scott come to pimp about stuff that junkies might like. And now, here's your host, Mr. Scott Sigler. Oh, yeah.
Hi, junkies. My name is John Miro. You may know me from Enemy Lines. You may know me from Asunder. You may know me from hiding out on Scott's back porch after I got that restraining order. Anyways, I should keep my voice down. I'm hiding in Scott's office. I'm sure he won't mind. It's very cool. We go way back. 2-3 restraining orders. I'm sitting here at his desk. His uneaten dinner is still here. I think he might have run when he heard me coming. Actually, he's the FDO. He probably went to get a bigger gun. I am somewhat disturbed by the mobile of floating chicken scissors over his desk. Okay, none of that matters. What does matter is that I found his password in the garbage, and I have got his laptop up and running, and now I'm going to build myself a file. I'm going to inject it into a stream, and maybe I can get some of that FDO goodness. Okay, let's go. I think I hear some footsteps in the hall.
Question one, baby.
The question is, what is your hot new thing?
Why, thank you for asking, Scott. I'll tell you all about it. Hey, can we deal with that restraining order sometime soon? No, seriously. I want to be besties again. Okay. My hot new thing is Walk the Fire. It's a fiction anthology. I'll be providing a free podcast version, and it's a paid Kindle release. 8 stories featuring top Kindle and podcast names that your junkies will recognize. The series pitch is this. Imagine if there were a special kind of fire spread around the world, just waiting for us to find. And when we did, we discovered that a precious few of us could walk through those fires in Haiti, in Bermuda, in Toronto, Canada, and show up on the other side and come back again unmarred by flame. And more to the point, whether we took that first walk 5 minutes or 5 years ago, when we walk back through a fire, we look and are physiologically exactly the same, just with our memories intact. Well, that's the premise for Walk the Fire. There's no aliens. There's no faster-than-light travel. There's no gods. But there is this one little trick that has allowed us to expand beyond the Earth. One flame ride from the seat of power in Washington, D.C. can take you to Mars, can take you to a spaceship challenging the black between galaxies, can take you to another world that's been populated, that's been terraformed. Perhaps it's got a different culture. Perhaps it's achingly similar to our own. And the only thing truly uniting it are these few people with the gift to walk the fire that I call ferrymen. The rest of us rely on the ferryman to get safely where we're going. If we try to walk the fire without one, we may not show up where we wanted to. We may get immolated in the process, or we may never come out again. So that's the new world. There are fleets of ships spending generations getting to a new world. There are floating casinos and empires for the truly, truly opulently rich. There are wars being fought with intelligence that can only come through a flame, and so much more.
And question number two.
What's in it for the junkies?
For the junkies? What's in it for the junkies? I am a junkie, Scott. How dare you? Don't you remember when I brought you that dead squirrel? Never mind. That's not important right now. I am a junkie. I came up looking at you, looking at T. Morris. I came up looking at Mer Lafferty. And now, I'm one of all of y'all. What's in it for the junkies? Matthew Sanborn Smith. Nathan Lowell. Ed Robertson. Brand Gamblin. J. Daniel Sawyer. Patrick McLean. Jason Andrew Bond. Jake Bible. And my own bad self, bringing you some very twisted, messed up stories. These are people that are living in a world that is just like our own, or completely different. It only takes a walk through the fire to get from one to the other. And the messed up is the part that I think the junkies are kind of like near and dear their heart the best. Seriously, I have stories ranging from the 18th century, Great Britain powered by flames in secret. I have stories about a far-flung future where people are creating creatures that are hunted for amusement, and it's up to a ferryman to decide their fate. I have stories about weapons being turned instantly into snails by chaos bombs, women's liberation armies in the middle of Africa being transported around the world on wild goose chases, stories about dictators who want to catch the last ferryman so they can control their world completely. And then there's the Church of Fire. Well, there's no government that can margin over 1,000 worlds and 1,000,000 ships. The governments all kowtow to the ferryman. You have to go far, and you have to want badly enough to try to damage a ferryman and perhaps have your entire gross domestic product cut off from ever reaching another world, or maybe having oxygen brought to your world to continue to thrive. So the church is an interesting entity all on its own, good and bad, just like in the real world, and I'm going to delve into the dirty, seamy, gritty parts of it. So, you know, your average, abridged Reader's Digest monthly volume. You know. Hey, Scott, about that restraining order, right?
Oh, yeah, question number 3.
Where can they find out more?
Servingworlds.com. It's the gateway to everything John Miro, all the fiction, all the roundtables, all the interviews, which I will be having, roundtable audio discussions about being an indie author. Text interviews with the people that wrote these stories alongside me, creating them for you, and a lot more. I hope you'll still reach out and buy that Kindle version so I can afford to keep things like this coming down the pipe. Or if you just can't wait for the audio to come out week after week, we got you covered. One stop, one click, Kindle. You can learn more at servingworlds.com. And lastly, thank you, Scott, and thank you, A, for having me in. Junkies, boys and girls, I bid you adieu before that security guard comes back down the hall and I get restraining order number 4. All right. Sayonara, folks. Servingworlds.com. Walk the fire, September 20th.
Oh, yeah. You've been listening to The Guest Goods. If you want to know more about your host, Scott Sigler, or you want free audio fiction, go to scottsigler.com or search iTunes for Scott Sigler. Guest Goods was produced by A. Kovacs and edited by Ariok Morningstar. Copyright Dark Overlord Media. Oh, yeah.